Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
He's for Draymond. Draymond to Butler. Butler back to Pajamski. Pajamski dribbles in, shoots on the go, banks it in, and got fouled!
He is seeing a huge bucket right now. It's like a hula hoop for him.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call last night. Warriors win 109-106. Just a little suggestion for Podsy.
All right, can I guess it?
Yeah.
Make the free throw.
Well, if you're going to go 1-2-3, you got to make the free throw. Obviously, he's borrowing the 1-2-3-4 from Steph, but you want to go ahead and try to make that free throw.
He was excellent.
2-2. You know, I'm gonna approach this from a different point of view as it relates to the officiating. And people say, well, the game's officiated differently. I actually disagree. The game is played differently in the playoffs.
Because
it's more intense.
Oh, yeah.
The guys are trying so much harder than they do in the regular season. It's a completely different game. There's just no doubt about it. The intensity that these guys are playing with, how much these guys are hustling, how much these guys are not willing to give up easy points. It makes the game, it's like the referees are seeing a different game for the first time. And yeah, I get it. They don't call as much because they can't call as much because everybody is playing the hardest they can possibly play. Mm. And it is noticeably different than the regular season. And for, you know, I always like during the course of a year when a team will have a clunker or a couple clunkers, and look, you can't play every game like those teams played last night. You can't play 100 games like that. You can barely play 25 of those in the postseason. So, you know, last night, those guys are going at it hard. And, I mean, you just got to try to do the best you can if you're the official.
Yeah, no doubt. And I appreciate it. And like I said, Steiny, that game was almost 3 hours. What, 2 hours and 40 minutes, something like that? And we hadn't talked much about the first half, and, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, sipping on my cocktail. I feel like the Warriors took, and Draymond was a part of it, the Rockets' bait. And when I say bait, because you knew they were trying to muck it up, and it almost got Draymond ejected. You know, I was sitting there for about a minute while they were at the review monitor, and I thought the flagrant foul constituted him getting ejected. And I was like, oh, man, this will be all bad. But it didn't happen. But the bottom line, again, Steiny, you just talk about the tale of two halves. Life's about emotion, right? When you hear the great Jimmy Butler say, the bear got poked, and Dylan Brooks, I mean, that horrible foul on the three, that happened and you know, helped the Warriors win the game. But can one come down Dylan Brooks' road for the 23 points in the second half by Jimmy Butler? Or is he so good, he knew what time it was, the bat signal went up, and he answered? I kind of was driving home thinking, like, If he's not getting into it at the free throw line with Dylan Brooks, do we see that Jimmy Butler? And I got to believe we do.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
but he said, going off of what he said, you know, when you poke him, this is what you get.
Well, I feel like the, you know, the Rockets, the Warriors kind of took the Rockets bait in the first half. And then in the second half, it was the Rockets who weren't making the smart plays. And I will say this. I mean, good for Jimmy Butler, because when I saw that foul on Dylan Brooks in real time, I thought, oh, man.
They didn't even go look at it.
That's at least a flagrant one. But he got all arm on the play. Yeah. There was nothing in the head area.
Playoff foul.
And it was just it just ended up being a common foul. And wouldn't you know it, Brooks misses both free throws.
Amazing. Wow.
Let's go to Ryan in the 408. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
Doing well.
Cool. Well, I formally want to apologize to Pod because I did not believe in him like Kerr did. That's really paying off right now. But I do think the Warriors are looking pretty strong right now. I mean, I see three teams that they would have an issue with, mostly just because those teams don't have weaknesses, and that's the Thunder, the Cavs, and, like, Boston. But they're doing a pretty good job of identifying weaknesses, like forcing Jalen Green to go left.
Yeah.
And then they're just showing a lot of flexibility. Like, they've played TJD now, they've played Kuminga, they've played Santos, and they've won with them. And they've won without Jimmy Butler. And the role players just stepping up in a way I never expected. And I think it's because they have confidence because they have two of the best closers in the game with a wealth of experience to go with it.
I mean, everything you say, I think, is I agree with, and to me is on the money. And the thing about role players, and I'll just throw, let's say, Pods, all Heald, right, Post. I'm going to call Moody a role player. The beauty is, the Warriors have played four games, and their role players don't have to play four good games. Their role players only have to play one or two good games, as long as multiple role players are having good games in the same game. And that's what I think happened last night. You know, the game the Warriors lost, for example, you know, Pajemski didn't score, didn't get a rebound. He was sick, whatever.
Yeah.
You lost that game. Okay. He comes back two games later and is a big reason why you win it. And that's it. I think a lot of the playoffs are timing. When do you get your big games out of your role players? And when you get a big game out of your role players, you got to win the game. And that's the other thing about Houston. They lost a game last night, and Fred VanVleet can't play any better than that.
Man.
And
you're right.
You know, I mean, and he had a great game. He was 8-for-12 from three. But you know what? The Rockets, didn't do enough to win the game. And so it goes for naught.
And I'm sitting there, you know, watching the start of the game, Stoney, and I'm being honest with you guys. I'm like, buddy, what are you doing? You're pressuring Jalen Green. You're up on him. No, he's going to go right by you. But you know what? It didn't happen. He turned him over. So kudos to Buddy for getting the memo. And I know, you know, when we talk about Buddy Hield, it's the three-pointers or whatnot. But, man, oh, man, he hit some timely ones. But defensively, you know, that's just an effort I won't forget for him, from him.
This is Steve Kerr. Asked about having a 3-1 lead.
No, we don't have any answers. Every game's different. You know, tonight they just hammered us with Adams, you know, 26 minutes. I bet that's a season high for him. I don't know, but Raymond would know if he actually did his job as PR director. But yes, correct. Okay, thank you. You're stepping into playoff mode, playoff Raymond. but no, I just think every game's different, you know, and they made big adjustments tonight, you know, playing that double big lineup more, playing Green less. But next game could be entirely different as well. So all these things unfold differently each game, and you have to adapt and adjust while it's going on.
All right, that's Steve Kerr. And
feeling good, Stoney. When you run material, you're feeling good.
He certainly adjusted because, again, they've used three different starting lineups in four games. And the Warriors are up 3-1. That's really all that matters.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you got to be pumped. That was another great game last night. Warriors win two nail biters at Chase. Now they go home to, now they go to Houston, rather, and Houston's got to try to extend this series. And I'll tell you what, I know one thing. Houston's going to play hard. They're going to play hard. That's the one thing that I think I've seen. The one thing they do consistently is play hard.
No doubt about
it. And I don't expect them to give up just because they're down 3-1.
Yeah, and I came in here, Monday, and I was singing the praises, and we've done it ad nauseum, Stoney, and it never gets old, praising the chef and how he closed out that game. The Warriors scored 27 points, big points in the fourth quarter. Jimmy Butler has 14 of those. That's the definition of closing, man.
Absolutely. Let's go to Vince in Austin. Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Steiny and Goo?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, what a fun game last night. Absolute roller coaster of a ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit low scoring in the first. You know, it's I want to put an emphasis on this hard-nosed basketball. One of the advantages that the Warriors are going to have playing in the Rockets in the first round is, like, can you imagine, and of course, I'll put my bottom dollar, the Warriors going all the way to the Western Conference Finals, but just imagine if the Warriors come up against Oklahoma City. Like, Draymond and Looney, they're going to be looking at, on the defensive side of the ball, of course. I mean, they're wrestling with Adams. They're wrestling with Sengun in this first series. Their physicality is ramped up. Their energy is so ramped up. And I get excited watching these games because it's like, man, old school Warriors in the building. We're not taking anything for granted. Offensively, they're playing great. I loved what they did the game before. They really slowed the ball down. Notice the first game at home, Kerr was barely getting over that half court line for that eight second threshold, whatever they had to get. And he was looking at Kerr to run his sets. And one other point I'll say today is Van Fleet played out of his mind. He's like the old thing, oh, the quote-unquote warrior killer. That was vintage Van Fleet. Just saw how we saw vintage Kawhi earlier in that Denver series. Man, you know, Van Fleet, he stepped into a time machine. So, unfortunately for the Rockets, they're probably not going to get another win. Warriors are they've toned down the turnovers, and they're toning down the offensive rebounding advantage that the Rockets have. Kudos to Steve Kerr, kudos to the entire team, and kudos to Butler. What a difference maker Butler is.
Yeah, and yeah, he's been great. He's been great. There's no doubt about it, Vince. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios in San Francisco.
I'm looking at the points in the paint, and the Rockets got Sengun, they got Adam Steiny, and they outscored the Warriors 48-28. Obviously, moving forward, you want that to get better, but my gosh, you know, you may be 48 minutes away from sending the Rockets home, and then you got, you know, different type of problems or different type of matchup with whoever you face. But, yeah, I didn't like that. They were eaten, but yet it equated to a loss for the Rockets.
Yeah, I thought the other play that, to me, defined the Rockets was with about 2 minutes to go. Jabari Smith Jr. drives into the lane, leaves his feet, and has nowhere to go, and he throws it into the backcourt. They don't even get a shot
up. Yeah, that happened.
They don't even get a shot up.
Killer.
And again, if you think about it this way, you know, the Rockets struggle offensively, and they're also not getting as many shots as the Warriors, or they're giving the Warriors more opportunities, and you're missing foul shots. I mean, the bottom line is here's the thing. I thought the Warriors were fortunate to win that game.
But I don't think a lot of people disagree with
you. But the Rockets didn't deserve to win it. The Rockets did not deserve to win that game. They just did not.
Warriors took it from them.
You can't go what they shot from the line. Also, I don't know if this is good fortune or just great defense, but man, it felt like the Rockets had about 4 to 6 chippies in the lane that just wouldn't go down. And
Van Vliet had a couple that could have went down, Stoney, threes.
Yeah. And a tip here, a tip there, but they couldn't get it to go. And then the Warriors get the rebound. And, you know, those things also can demoralize a team when they're getting more than one shot and they still can't score.
Yeah, you talked about that turnover by Smith, and it was a killer. But, Stoney, all in all, they turned the ball over 13 times for the Rockets. And that's not a lot, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, but this is why I had the Warriors in 5, and it ain't about me being right, but it's headed that way if the Warriors take care of business tomorrow.
Yeah, the Rockets didn't turn it over a ton, but
just when
the problem
they
is they have to win the turnover battle. They have to win it, and they only forced 8 Warrior turnovers, and man, it felt like 5 were in the last 3 minutes of the first half. Outside of that little string of turnovers, I don't know how many it was. It seemed like 4 or 5. It probably was only 3 or 4. But man, you take that out, I mean, the Warriors have 5 turnovers for the whole game. Yeah. So they're doing a great job of, and you know, it also goes to show you that even the Rockets are playing super physical, and these games are really physical. The Warriors are being very strong with the ball. And
I like that.
That's the way you have to play if you're playing the Rockets, because if you play that way, it gives you an opportunity to turn the ball over less. And they have not turned it over the last 2 games.
And I'm going to give my boy Day-Day his credits, Donnie. I know he didn't win DPOY. He finished top 3. He got NBA Hustle Player of the Year. But my goodness, made his first couple threes, 2 of 7 on the night. But then you go to the far right and was a plus 17. And that's a plus 17 that did his money, because Dre defensively was all that. And I know he got caught up in the scrums, but I think he lives for that. And to do what he did on Şengün to basically win the game and play sound defense, I mean, that easily could have been a foul, but it wasn't. Now, he could have fouled him. That was clean. But, you know, they just got a little bit of everything. They got an anchor like that, a guy that runs hot. You got Jimmy and Steph, and now you got closer. You got the others by committee. And you know, I said this to you about a month ago when Pods had kind of went in on a scoring binge. I was getting Jordan Poole vibes because he was so young, and you're watching him grow and have his come out party. But to eclipse and become the youngest player again to go 25-5-5, youngest Warrior player in the playoffs, speaks volumes. But Stoney, again, they don't win that game without Pods. And that block from behind, not to give up after getting beat by Van Vliet, because he was going to throw a floater up or that little teardrop, and I thought that was symbolic of, man, the Warriors are hustling, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors take a 3-1 lead over the Rockets. And my question to Warrior fans is, what was the biggest key last night of all the things that happened? And there were so many of them. What stuck out to you guys? Because to me, what stuck out most was Jimmy Butler late, obviously. And right underneath him is Buddy Hield. And again, I know Pods had a monster game and he deserves a lot of credit.
Gotcha.
But Pods has been more, Pods has contributed more than Buddy this year. So while it was a great game by Pods, no doubt about it, you know, he's going to have to play well for the Warriors to keep winning. Buddy Hield's the guy who, when he gives you what he gives you in the last 2 games, you're a lot better basketball team.
I like that. And I'll just bring up JK. He started game 3 and got 17 minutes. And I told you he didn't take advantage of that opportunity. Buddy Hield could have went down that same road, Stoney, but he parlayed the start into 30 solid ass minutes.
He was good.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, he was good. And as usual, buddy, unfortunately, and I got to tell you, I'm not crazy about this.
Okay, tell me why
I'm
after.
And
I love it.
I don't want to put him on the spot, but Evan isn't easy. Evan isn't either. And that's just, it's all good. It's all good. But I didn't like, I don't know.
Hey, fellas, I'm going to utter some words that have never been spoken before by anybody on earth. Buddy Hield, you set the tone defensively.
Well, hold
that's
on
a little
now.
Backhanded. Actually, it's a lot backhanded.
But Curry's on record as saying this might be the best teammate I've ever had. Draymond said different junctures, Evan, and he even mentioned Nick Young. So he's getting his flowers, but I got to say this to y'all. Your Thursday jokes that you two have on me, I got to own it. Like, you know, you do it in jest. It is what it is, right? So, you know, buddy, I don't think he's irritated. Like,
don't lose.
He knows they
better
love
keep winning.
Him. They love him.
I guarantee it ain't going to be as funny if they get beat. And I don't know what Jimmy's problem is, but I...
What is going on now? That's something different.
Quit picking on Buddy.
I can't do it on national TV. Man, he...
So, anyway. Yeah. Buddy Hield, I mean, I don't want to overstate it, but games like that, it almost makes it worth it, the signing worth it. I mean, who cares what he did in the regular season at this point?
They got him for three more years.
Yes, they do.
And you're going to need more of him in that, what you saw yesterday, if you're going to get that ultimate prize.
Yeah. Let's go to Rich in Fremont.
Rich.
Hey, Rich, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. What's up, Guru?
Hey, 3-1, baby. You got it?
Yeah. You know, I tell you something. We got to give Brandon a new name.
Uh-oh.
We got to call him Playoff Pajimski.
Easy.
Yeah, I'm with Steiny, Rich. Go ahead, baby.
Hey, come on now. Give the man his flowers, even though we focusing on Butler. But the one thing I do like about Butler is that Dylan Brooks came in this game, and we all know there's a game, and then there's a game within the game, the psychological part. And Dylan Brooks thought he knew coming into this game, like he did the other ones, that, hey, I got to deal with the bully and Draymond Green. But what he didn't realize when he got in this game, Jimmy Butler came up and said, no, you ain't just got to deal with Draymond Green. You got to deal with me, too. In other words, guess what? Dylan Brooks, I'm in your grill, okay? I'm not walking away. Look, I'm another dog you got to deal with. And so by the time the game was over, it's like, hey, like you said, Simon, the Warriors probably shouldn't have won this game. But, hey, when it came down to it, they didn't just beat them on the court. Psychologically,
They
put them in a state of influx. And so that's the reason why the Warriors got the win. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah. I wouldn't say the Warriors didn't deserve to win that game. I wouldn't even say
that. I'm a young man. Even say they deal with
it. I would say, you know, they were fortunate. But the Rockets did not deserve to win that game.
And that's bottom line. And I'll tell you what, when it's all said and done, and if tomorrow goes the way that I think it's going to go, and the Warriors come out and close this series out, the Rockets will look themselves in the mirror, partner, and say, you know what, it was a series of missed opportunities. I just mentioned Butler went for 14 of the Warriors, 27 in the fourth quarter. But guess what happened the game before? He didn't even play. And you couldn't take advantage of it. I'm talking about the Rockets. You couldn't close. So it is what it is at this point, Steiny. Warriors got action. And one thing that was concerning me is I looked at that game yesterday like a prize fight, and I felt like the Warriors were getting body punched to death. And when Houston took that lead late, I was thinking to myself, man, that 48-28 discrepancy of points in the paint is going to come back and kill the Warriors when this one is over. But you know what? That's neither here nor there now, because it doesn't matter because of what you just said. The Warriors found a way within to reach in that bag of pedigree, moxie, and know-how, and that's why you're up 3-1.
888-957-9570 is the number. You want to jump into the conversation? We'll get to you on the other side. But the Warriors, whoo, a nail biter. They win it 109-106.
Warriors.
They win a big game without Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things. So that's another positive for this team, that not necessarily do they go as Steph Curry goes, because they won a game last night when Steph wasn't quite at his best. And Jimmy Butler comes through, and Pajemski comes through, Hield comes through, Post chips in the first half, and the Warriors are up 3-1, and they look to close it out tomorrow in Houston.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.